Who would have thunk that this would be the big year in basketball for Harvard? Harvard grad Jeremy Lin lighting it up for the New York Knicks, and now his college team making it to the NCAAs for the first time since 1946. So in the East Regional, the number 12 seed Harvard Crimsons will play the number 5 seed Vanderbilt Commodores from Tennessee tomorrow afternoon in Albuquerque. Doug Tribou from NPR's Only a Game has a preview and a bit of a look back. But Doug, what is the feeling in Harvard Yard?
Well, as you mentioned, this is the first time in 66 years that Harvard has made the tournament, and everybody is really excited about it. The team has gotten more support than they normally do. I talked with Harvard senior forward Keith Wright, and he said that out of the blue, when they found out they were in the tournament, the feeling changed on campus.
You know, walking into class, you get a lot of, congratulations, and people are really happy for you, people that you've never talked to before. So it's nice, just feeling the love and genuine excitement for your team is awesome.
Suddenly, the Harvard basketball players are as important as, crew. And so you also took a look back.
Yes, the 1946 team was a really interesting squad. They won 19 games that year. They were doing something unusual even then for Harvard, and they had a record that held up into this century, those 19 wins. So I started looking through the roster, and that team benefited from a V-12 program, which was an officer's training program for the Navy. And when that program ended, those students were allowed to transfer to schools with ROTC schools. And coincidentally or not, depending on which historical record you look at, they got 6 players who had been excellent basketball players at other schools to come to the team, and suddenly Harvard was very good.
Yeah, and you met one of them.
Yes, Lewis DC Jr. is 89 years old. He lives in Englewood, Florida today, but he started his career at Bucknell and then transferred to Harvard through that V-12 and ROTC program switch. And when he got to Harvard, the team got very good along with his fellow teammates. They set that record with 19 wins. And DC said even then, when they made the big dance, it was only 8 teams. Today it's 68, but even then there was a sense of excitement at the Harvard campus.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think anybody ever imagined that we would be invited to the NCAA tournament. We played in the original Madison Square Garden, and I do recall the smoke was so thick you could almost cut it with a knife.
So did Lewis DC keep playing? I mean, what happened after Harvard?
Well, he tried out for the Celtics in 1948, did not make the Boston team, ended up on a farm team in Connecticut where he played for 3 seasons. And he met his wife, he raised a family in Connecticut, and he kind of left basketball behind. He went on to work for the Hartford Insurance Company for 30-plus years. And he says that basketball really opened up a lot of opportunities for him. I mean, he'd set up the rest of his life, but he doesn't really follow the team closely anymore. And when he found out that they got back into the tournament, he wasn't all that shocked that it had been 66 years.
In a way, I am surprised. On the other hand, the Ivy League schools, I don't believe, recruit like other college teams do. And consequently, for them to get an outstanding team would be a little bit difficult.
Someone from the 1946 Harvard basketball team, but, picking up on something he said, Doug, I love the betting site that says that the Harvard Crimson Vanderbilt Commodore match may not be the best of the day, but easily it has the highest SAT scores. What do you think is going to happen? Vanderbilt, a terrific team.
Oh, yes. The number 5 seed, they are really hot coming into the tournament. They defeated Kentucky in their conference tournament. So this would be a huge upset if Harvard were able to beat the Commodores. It's really a long shot. Harvard would love to get their first tournament win ever, but it seems like a bit of a stretch.
But even another one of their grads apparently is not backing Harvard.
President Obama has selected his brackets, and based on some footage I was looking at on ESPN today, it looks like he picked against his alma mater, so he's got Vandy advancing.
Doug Tribou of NPR's Only a Game. Doug, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Robin.